The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net.
Today, Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy leaves the White House and leaves in it her shining gift of beauty.
For Women's History Month from ABC News in the US, In Plain Sight listens to more than 123 hours of audio diaries from Claudia Alta Lady Bird Johnson, including new revelations about Lyndon B. Johnson's presidency. The first two episodes dropped yesterday. The IAB Tech Lab released two updates to its version 2.1 podcast measurement guidelines for public comment in December and January. However, PodNews can reveal today that over the entire 74 days, the public feedback email address given didn't actually work. Emails silently bounced with a user unknown error. The IAB described this as unfortunate, but would neither confirm nor deny that it's received no feedback at all to this address. As a consequence, the updated document, including IPv6 measurement, was only publicly announced in two tweets and by editing an existing post on its website, so it wasn't flagged as a new item. The IAB tells us it's extending public comments as a consequence, but haven't responded to our follow-up questions over the weekend to tell us and you the new dates. If you need more out of your hosting provider, it's time to fully commit to another one, says Brian Barletta in Sounds Profitable this week, sponsored by Claritas. Putting off a move to a better podcast host will hurt your long-term strategy, he argues. You should subscribe. It's at soundsprofitable.com. Squadcast has taken its new video and audio platform out of beta. Version 3.5 of the product includes a number of fixes and enhancements. KQED, a radio station in San Francisco in California in the US, is working with Google to make better news audio transcripts, which may also improve automatic transcripts for podcasts too. Sounder, a podcast management and monetization platform, has raised $2.15 million in a seed round. That's $4 million they've raised in the past 14 months. Chartable have announced custom attribution windows across all their attribution products. Their announcement blog post explains the current defaults and why you might want to change them. The London International Awards have extended the 50% discount for entries, including their podcast category. CNN Audio and CNN En Español have launched a new weekly podcast with chief international correspondent Jose Levy. Meanwhile, Fox News Audio is to expand its podcast lineup with five original programs. And in podcast news, the Financial Times has relaunched Tectonic, their tech podcast. It's been revamped into a series of deep dives into the promises and perils of our digital age. 21st Century Football, The Complete Guide, so far, is another new release from the Crowd Network, the UK podcast publisher, and Sounds Profitable this week has me as a guest talking about RSS user agents. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.